Welcome back, Children of the Revolution. This is Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr. here on Ace of Spades, PDX.com, and the audio educational and anthology program, What You're Not Listening To. I'm your host, show producer, webmaster, audio engineer, researcher, video promo producer, and writer, doing it all here on the DIY for you on the first day of November. Yes, we're going to do a different show today, but this came by a very, very special request. And today we're going to find out that they were on a mission from God. A tribute to our friend and loved one, Wendy Passan, who left us at the age of 50 last month. The Blues Brothers was hands down her favorite film, and we are celebrating one of cinema's most outrageous, most diverse, and most amazing musical movies in her memory. And just letting everyone know right now, this program may contain language some may find objectionable. On paper, it looks so ridiculous that it is a miracle the film was made at all. Take two white television actors, one of them from Canada, both of whom had performed on a comedic sketch show and moonlighted as blues musicians. The story was written by star Dan Aykroyd, a man with no script writing experience, and many of the actors were not well known. Adding to this, it featured black musicians whose career had been sidelined by the disco, adult contemporary, and hard rock genres. By the way, it is a buddy flick about ex-cons who have a religious epiphany along the way. They're also chased by the police, a psychotic ex-girlfriend, a touring music group, and Nazis. They would also wreck more cars than any other film in history and destroy many of the glass windows in an entire indoor mall. Making it even more ridiculous, the film would not feature just blues music, but 1960s soul, early rock and roll, 30s jazz, TV themes, Muzak, 50s Italian romantic pop songs, opera, classical, and of course, both kinds, country and western. Filmed over much of the summer of 1979 and released in the spring of 1980, the flick had everything working against it, including cost overruns and delays due to the drug habits of many involved. Now considered one of the greatest comedies and buddy flicks in history, it took a great deal of time to build its audience to the classic status it holds today. It did perform well at the time, but it wasn't the blockbuster the studio Universal had hoped for. Not only did it carry an R rating due to language and violent scenes, limiting its viewership, one major West Coast theater chain, MAN, refused to show it. According to a 2013 article in Vanity Fair, the chain did not want black people coming into white neighborhoods to see it, and they also didn't believe white audiences would want to see a film with so many older black performers. So, to review. The Blues Brothers was a religious buddy comedy road flick with R-rated dialogue and numerous car chase scenes, the feud named stars high on cocaine, gun violence, a script that had to be edited to a third of its length and completely reformatted, a soundtrack with older black performers out of step with current musical trends that also features Nazis as characters, and a major theater chain that won't show it due to systemic racism. It's a miracle, seriously, that we're even talking about this release at all. According to director John Landis, it was the first U.S. film to outperform overseas than it did at home. Box office receipts bear this out, as the Blues Brothers did more than twice its domestic take in international markets. The film received a second life in a heavily edited television broadcast, home video, and via midnight showings where the audience would participate, much like the Rocky Horror Picture Show. What this film did do well was bring the feature performers back to the mainstream in a very big way. It also helped kickstart a blues music revival in the United States, one that continues to this day. 40 years later, it also acts as a time capsule of sorts. All the feature performers are either dead or no longer performing. Landis wanted to capture the essence of what made these artists great by putting them into everyday situations that were completely relatable. Unlike Ken Burns' serious and academic view of the blues, Landis knew that by making it personal, it would remain timeless. Though impossible to believe, even the Catholic Church has taken a warm and revisionist view of the film. Earlier this year, the Vatican's official newspaper, L'Osservatore Romano, announced that the movie as recommended viewing for Catholics everywhere because of its underlying theme of spirituality. A mission from God? The Pope seems to think so. Additionally, there will be no services for our dear departed. However, if you wish to make a donation to Planned Parenthood in her honor, you can do so at the link on the broadcast page or visiting plannedparenthood.org, or where you can pay by credit card or PayPal, or you can do this by phone, toll free at 1-855-789-7723. And the first voices you will hear are the two principals in the film. The first was born in Toronto. In addition to this film, he was also one of the first cast members of Saturday Night Live, was nominated for an Academy Award for Driving Miss Daisy, and co-founded the House of Blues Restaurants. It was his experience in Toronto hanging out with blues musicians who would travel there that formed the basis of the film. The other was born in Chicago, the primary setting for the movie. Also an original cast member of Saturday Night Live, he also started a comedy filmed right here in Oregon, Animal House. He died of a drug overdose in 1982. This is Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi, and we'll see you in about 30 minutes.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
I wanna call my old time used to be. Somebody loan me a dime, I tell you. I wanna call my old time used to be. My woman been gone so long, yeah, and now it's begun. I just cry. I cry like a baby all night long. Oh, how I cry, and then I cry. I cry just like a baby all night long. Oh, I need somebody here. I need somebody here in my home.
Disappointing pair. I prayed so hard for you. It saddens and hurts me that the two young men whom I raised to believe in the Ten Commandments have returned to me as two thieves with filthy mouths and bad attitudes.
Pulled out, I swung on behind, crazy about it. on my baby long. Great gosh, my baby tall. And my baby, she long. My baby, she tall. She sleep with her head in the kitchen.
Are you just driving through? Maybe like a beer or something a little harder? Hey, you know, we happen to make the state's best pepper steak.
No, thank you, ma'am. We may be sucking back a few beers a little later on. We'll be here all night. You see, we're the band.
You are? Oh, gee, that's nice. Hey, Bob, this is the band.
All right.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep, but sleep won't come
walked and walked and talked and talked and whispered in my ear, tell me that you love me. I love that talk, that baby talk. Won't you talk like that? I can't take it like that. How, 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 how. Hey, hey, hey. Come on, man. Walk your walk. Talk your talk. Talk your talk, baby. Talk.
We'll be right back. vuoi dirmi di sì? Devi dirlo perché non ha senso per me la mia via senza te. Hey! Dimmi quando tu verrai. Dimmi quando, quando, quando. Cacciando tu verrai.
Thank you. You're marvelous. You're marvelous. Thank you. I'm Murph, and these are the Magic Tones. Steve the Colonel Cropper, Donald Duck Dunn, Willie Too Big Hall, and Tom Bones Malone. We'll be back with the Magic Tones for the Armada Room's two-hour disco swing party after this short break. Till then, don't you go changing.
I'm walking, here's the knee, and I'm talking. By you and me, I'm hoping. Then you come back to me. I'm lonely as I can be. I'm waiting for your company. I'm hoping that you come back to me. What you gonna do when the well run dry? You gonna run away and hide? I'm gonna run right by your side. For you pretty baby, I'll even die. I'm walking, yes indeed, I'm talking.
Bums won their court case, so they're marching today.
What bums?
The fucking Nazi party.
Illinois Nazis.
I hate Illinois Nazis.
I've always loved you.
Thank you.
Would it make you feel any better if you knew that what we're asking Matt here to do is a holy thing?
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Don't you blaspheme in here! Don't you blaspheme in here! Now, this is my man, this is my restaurant, and you two are gonna just walk right out that door without your dry white toast, without your faux fried chickens, and without Mad Guitar Murphy.
Now, you listen to me. I love you, but I'm the man and you are the woman, and I'll make the decisions concerning my life.
You better think about what you're saying. You better think about the consequences of your actions.
Oh, shut up, woman.
Welcome back, children of the revolution, to What You're Not Listening To, the audio educational and anthology series here on Ace of Spades, PDX.com. And I'm still your all-around monkey bear, Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr. here on November 1st, 2020. Yes, election day is around the corner. Are we all crazy excited? Oh my God, things are just off the hook, aren't they? Let's focus on this for just a moment, shall we? As we remember our dear departed and beloved Wendy, who left us last month at the age of 50, celebrating the music from her absolute favorite film, The Blues Brothers, and what an absolute joy it has been to put this together. Let's recap what we've heard in the first part of our program before we get into the stellar second part. Kicked it all off with 106 Miles to Chicago. That was Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi. Following that was from 1974, from the album Somebody Loan Me a Dime, the title track to that, Fenton Robinson. And Robinson, originally from Mississippi, settled in Chicago in 1962. He quickly became a proponent of what is known as the Chicago blues subgenre. This was his best-known track, and according to the Encyclopedia of the Blues, is part of the repertoire of literally half of all modern-day blues musicians. Following that was film dialogue Filthy Mouths and Bad Attitudes by Kathleen Freeman. She was known as Sister Mary Stigmata, a.k.a. the Penguin, in the film. And Freeman was a well-known character actress with a career that spanned over 50 years. In addition to this role, her best known, she also appeared with Jerry Lewis in 11 of his comedies. She Caught the Katie from 1980, The Blues Brothers, from the Blues Brothers soundtrack album. And that was originally by Taj Mahal, a bluesman who came up in the late 60s and early 70s. The aforementioned Aykroyd and Belushi started the Blues Brothers earlier in this film on Saturday Night Live as Howard Shore and his All B Band. They would rename themselves the Blues Brothers, performing occasionally, and even went on a 22-city tour to coincide with the film. Following that was more film dialogue. We got both kinds, Dan Aykroyd and Sheila Wells. The Blues Brothers was the last major role for Wells. Prior to this, she appeared in The Island of the Lost and The Wild Wild West, both from the mid-1960s. Following that, John Lee Hooker from the Blues Brothers film Boom Boom from 1980. A man whose career was immensely resurrected due to the film, Hooker, already a blues legend and author of this track and other standards such as One Bourbon, One Scotch, and One Beer, became a regular on the festival circuit and even recorded a string of Grammy-winning albums in the 1990s. There you go. Following that was an instrumental, the Peter Gunn theme, also from the Blues Brothers soundtrack album, which is slightly different than the tracks that we're hearing here. And this song was originally written and released in 1959 as the theme to a detective drama of the same name. The author, Henry Mancini, became the first artist to have a number one album from a TV show soundtrack and won an Emmy and a Grammy for the single. Quando, 1980, Murph and the Magic Tones, a Blues Brothers film, and that is an Italian pop standard. And you got to remember that in the 1950s, Italian pop songs in Italian or in an English and Italian were a very big thing. In fact, the very first Grammy Award for Song of the Year went to Volare. Yes. And Murph and the Magic Tones are actually the core rhythm and guitar section for the Blues Brothers. All the members of the band named off are not character names, but their actual own names. Following that, dialogue by Murphy Dunn. And Murphy Dunn had to replace Paul Schaefer in the Blues Brothers film due to contract limitations because of the latter's regular appearance as part of the Saturday Night Live band. Dunn was also from Chicago, the son of a politician there, and left the force. He was originally a policeman, believe it or not, to become an actor and musician. Following that, from 1957, Fats Domino, from the album Here Stands Fats Domino, I'm Walkin'. A pioneer of rock and roll music in the 1950s, he lived in and around New Orleans for his entire life. He earned the nickname the Fat Man after the success of his first single of the same name. After that, what else could it be? Illinois Nazis film dialogue. Aykroyd, Belushi, and a man named Charles Mountain from the Blues Brothers film. And Mountain would never live to see the success of the film, unfortunately. It was his last role, and he died in February 1980, about 3 months before it was released. A well-loved character actor, he also starred in Damien, Omen 2. Ride of the Valkyries, an excerpt from that, from 1970, originally by Wagner, with a W. Sprechen Sie Deutsch, mein Liebchen. Conducted by William Steinberg and performed by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra from the album Selections from Der Ring de... I'm sorry, I had to swallow there. From Der Ring de Nibelung and film dialogue I've Always Loved You by Eugene Anthony. Arguably Wagner's best-known single composition, he is so associated with opera that one of his characters, Brunhilde, is often the archetype for the music form. Steinberg, originally from Cologne, was an opera conductor and in Frankfurt and fired because he was Jewish. He left for the United States in 1938. Hold On, I'm Coming, 1966, Sam and Dave from the album Hold On, I'm Coming. Sam Moore and Dave Prater are one of the most successful of all R&B duos in history, scoring numerous number one singles for the Atlantic label in the 1960s. Two of their songs are featured in the film during the scene where our heroes are pulled over by the cops. This one and a slower track, Soothe Me. And, the tracks we just heard. The film dialogue from the diner scene, starring Belushi, Aykroyd, Matt Murphy, his real name and a guitarist, and, of course, Aretha Franklin. And Belushi, Aykroyd, and Murphy were all members of the Blues Brothers. Of course, Franklin is better known to us all as the Queen of Soul, a woman who is a record holder for the number of consecutive Grammy wins in a single category, 8, all for Best R&B Performance, Female. This was her very last recording for Atlantic Records. You know, and I'm going to share a little story here real quick. So I remember talking to Wendy about this film. And that, if I'm not mistaken, that was her favorite film. She always talked about it. And I remember telling her that it should have been my favorite or one of my favorites. But I didn't feel that the soundtrack had really done the song justice. Well, she thought it was just perfect. Well, let me tell you this. I went back and listened to both the soundtrack in the film and the actual soundtrack version. The version on the album, which is the one you hear here, is longer and actually brings out everything that the film version did not, I guess so that you could hear the vocals more. Did I just get out-geeked by Wendy about that Queen of Soul? And am I admitting that on the record? Well, I guess I am. In the words of Little Richard, I feel so unnecessary. Shut up. And we're going to be kicking off part two here with a woman whose character didn't even have a name in the film. But she is repeatedly in the film attempting to violently kill, with all sorts of weaponry, John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd. She was also, in real life, one of the most bankable actresses in 1980 in the world. How bankable? Well, the two films she was in, this one and The Empire Strikes Back, had worldwide box office receipts of almost $1 billion. Not adjusted for inflation, in real 1980 dollars. This is Carrie Fisher, and we will see you just before the grand finale.
It's good to see you, sweetheart.
You contemptible pig. I remain celibate for you. I stood at the back of a cathedral, waiting in celibacy for you, with 300 friends and relatives in attendance. My uncle hired the best Romanian caterers in the state. To obtain the 7 limousines for the wedding party, my father used up his last favors with Mad Pete Trullo. So for me, for my mother, my grandmother, my father, my uncle, and for the common good, I must now kill you and your brother.
Did they leave a forwarding address, phone number?
No.
Did they live quietly? What were their personal habits?
They were good boys, but they made a lot of racket at night. Are you the police?
No, ma'am. We're musicians.
Someone as I love you.
Tieni mucha così, pane me core. Non ce la siamo più, manco penora. Stu desiderio e te. Me fa paura, campa cu te, sempre cu te, per non morire. Che c'è di cima fa parole amare, si u bene può campa con un respiro. Per chi sta amore, tieni già così, anima e cuore.
Until you're swept away with an emotion as high as stars above, as great as the ocean.
Don't say you've been in love, for it isn't true. Until you love someone as I love you.
Songs on this list.
Oh, this list doesn't mean anything. They're just requests. What a regular set.
First tune.
Give me some loving. One, two.
One, two, three, four.
You shit. What are those damn freak peckerheads playing?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're sure glad to be here in Kokomo tonight. We're the good old Blues Brothers boys band from Chicago. We sure hope you like our show. I'm Elwood. This is my brother, Jake.
Well, my temperature's rising and my feet on the floor.
Ain't no Hank Williams song.
Hey, why'd they turn off the lights?
Maybe they blew a fuse.
I don't think so, man. Those lights are off on purpose.
Okay, we gotta figure out something these people like and fast.
Hey, I've got it. Remember the theme from Rawhide?
Bill Faber, Rowdy Yates.
What key? Hey, good country key.
Rawhide and A.
Some good bills
attention. The open's one of yours.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman. Giving all your love to just one man. And if you love him, oh, be proud of him. 'Cause after all, he's just a man. Stand by your man. Give him two arms to cling to and something warm to come to when nights are cold and lonely. Stand by your man and tell the world you love him. Keep giving all the love you can.
Get the hell out of here.
She was a low-down hoochie-coochie. She was the roughest, toughest frail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. Honey, 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 honey. Chinatown, and he showed her how to kick the gong around. Hidey, 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 ho. She had a dream about the king of Sweden. He gave her things that she was needing. He gave her a home built of gold and steel, a diamond car with the platinum wheels. Racing horses. Each meal she ate was a dozen courses. Had $1 million worth of nickels and dimes. She sat around and counted them all 1,000,000 times. Hidey, 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 hidey
How much for the little girl? The women. How much for the women?
What?
Your women. I want to buy your women, the little girl, your daughters. Sell them to me. Sell me your children.
Small change shit. We're putting the band back together. Now, who here at this table can honestly say that they played any finer or felt any better than they did when they were with the Blues Brothers? You were the backbone, the nerve center of a great rhythm and blues band. You can make that live, breathe, and jump again. Murph and the Magic Tones, look at you in those candy-ass monkey suits. And I thought I had it bad in Joliet.
Thank you.
Excuse me. I don't think there's anything wrong with the action on this piano.
Well, I heard about the fella you've been dancing with all over the neighborhood. So why didn't you ask me, baby? Or didn't you think I could? Well, I know that the boogaloo is out of sight, but the shingling's a thing tonight. But if that was you and me, I'd have, baby, I would have shown you how to do it right. Do it right.
Uh-huh.
Do it right.
Do it right.
Do it right.
Do it right.
Ah. Twist it. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, baby.
Okay, man. We'll take these axes.
Naturally. And as usual, I gotta take an IOU.
And welcome back, one and all, and children of the revolution, to what you're not listening to here on the 1st of November. I'm still your host, all around Monkey Bear, Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr., on our very special tribute to our friend Wendy, who we lost last month. I hope all of you are enjoying this. I know I'm enjoying this. It's helped me through a lot. And wherever you are, Wendy, I hope you are enjoying this as well. And playing your pink Hello Kitty bass along with it all. Yes, she is just precious. Let's recap what we've heard in the second part of our program before we get into the grand finale. Kicked it off with a tunnel scene with Carrie Fisher. Following that, Shake Your Moneymaker from 1961 by Elmore James, which was a single A-side. James, a World War II Navy veteran, originally hailed from Mississippi and settled in Chicago. He is known as the king of the slide blues guitar and was discovered by Ike Turner, then a young talent scout. After that, film dialogue, Mrs. Tarantino. Another character actress, Fleming, Toni Fleming here, is best known for her role in this film. Her other credits on her resume include Above the Law in 1988 with Steven Seagal and The Public Eye in 1992 with Joe Pesci. Following that, the song that you heard while all that was going on, Anima Accorde, Until, from 1954, Ezio Pinza, and that was a 78 single A-side, 78 RPM 10-inch single A-side. Pinza was a well-known Italian opera singer who performed in 22 seasons at the Met. Later in his career, he turned to love songs and pop songs, which required less complexity than opera roles. After that, from Bob's Country Bunker, yes, Give Me Some Lovin', Rawhide, Stand By Your Man, and Rawhide Reprise. Of the three songs it performed in this segment, the first was originally by the Spencer Davis Group and written by a young, very teenage Steve Winwood. The second was the theme to a popular Western on television, and the third, of course, is one of the greatest country songs in history, the signature song of Tammy Wynette. After that, 1980. From the Blues Brothers soundtrack album, Minnie the Moocher, Cab Calloway. Calloway, whose original version for this track was the biggest single of 1931, originally wanted to do a disco number for the film, believing that no one wanted to hear old jazz anymore. Director John Landis was adamant he perform it with the multiple drug references in the lyrics and all the way it was meant to be. It turned out to be Calloway's last major success and one of the film's highlights. Following that, very just ridiculous piece by John Belushi, How Much for the Girl. I can't stop listening. That's so awful. After that, Let the Good Times Roll from 1946, Louis Jordan and his Timpani 5, another 10-inch 78 RPM single A-side. Louis Jordan was one of the originators and best-known purveyors of jump blues, which mixed jazz, big band, swing, and blues music. Its most lasting impact as a music genre would be felt in the first wave of rock and roll records in the early 1950s. Following that, the Mission from God statement, the original one, there are several in the movie, John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd emerged from the Magic Tones. And during this scene, where our heroes coax the band back into R&B music, you can faintly hear Just the Way You Are, a song by Billy Joel that you simply could not get away from in any genre in the latter half of the 70s and early part of the 80s. This version is actually a Muzak-inspired version created by the band. Following that was the actual Muzak recording of The Girl from Ipanema, circa late 1960s, we're not really sure, and performed by the Muzak Orchestra. And this was the hardest track for me to find and actually place in here, but once I did, it took me several attempts because there were a lot of them were very, very low quality. This one's just okay, but the best of the bunch. And the Muzak Corporation has gone through numerous name changes during its almost 100-year history, and now is known as Mood Music Incorporated. Its genesis can be traced back to inventor and military man Major General George Owen Squire. Can you believe it? And the song we just heard, Shake a Tail Feather, with dialogue, Ray Charles and the Blues Brothers from the Blues Brothers film. Often referred to as Brother Ray, or known by the press as the genius, Charles has one of the longest careers of any musician in any music genre. Starting off in jazz, he found his initial fame with Atlantic Records and created a whole new sound called soul. And here we are at the grand finale. I know all good things must come to an end. It's been a great, great trip. But this one had to be last for me. Our final selection is the single longest piece in the film and comes at a pivotal moment. The choir name is famous for backing Aretha Franklin on her Amazing Grace album, the best-selling gospel album in history. Chaka Khan is also a featured soloist, and Lonzo Atkins is the actual choir master in real life of the band, or was. Of course, James Brown didn't have to stretch too hard for this role. He got a start in the church, as practically every major R&B singer has done. Incidentally, the breakdown, just before the band kicks in, is not from the original Negro spiritual, but is the Hallelujah chorus from Messiah by Handel. Because reasons. And if you have questions, feedback, comments, dedications, love letters, and requests, because this show is by request, and it is also a love letter, please drop me a line at DaddyBenBear, one word, DaddyBenBear@gmail.com. We miss you, Wendy, and thank you all for being here. And don't forget, support Planned Parenthood in her memory. Love to you all. This is The Old Landmark.
What I'm saying is, we got to figure out some way to get that money, honestly.
Well, that could be a problem.
It's like the Penguin says, we got to make that move towards redemption. We got to go to church.
You gotta make that move toward redemption. You gotta go to church.
Bullshit. Come on.
This week's sermon is from our beloved, Reverend Cleo Stern.
And now, people, when I woke up this morning, I heard a disturbing sound. I said, when I woke up this morning, I heard a disturbing sound. What I heard was a jingle jangle of a thousand lost souls. I'm talking about the soul of mortal men and women departed from this life. Wait a minute. Those lost vanquished souls roaming unseen over the earth, seeking a divine life. They'll not find, because it's too late. Too late, yeah. Too late for them to ever see again the life they once chose not to follow. All right, all right. Don't be lost when the time comes. By the day of the Lord cometh as a thief in the night.
Yeah.